But you know what? The fact if you the more kids you send to CCSD, that's the more kids who can't read, who can't do basic math, who are in danger by just having to go into those buildings. But, you know, Superintendent Jar has made it very clear that, that he opposes school choice. He's building, he wanted to build a new magnet program in Henderson, basically, to take away from private high school attendance. It's bizarre world. I mean, it's just, it's not what you would do if you were putting the kids first. But unfortunately, there's too many in the education establishment. And I don't mean the classroom teachers here. I just mean the education establishment, the people who are leading the district, who don't put the kids first.
There is another proposed ballot initiative that seeks voter ID, repeal of broad mail-in voting, and a couple of other things. And I'm just curious, you've had a chance to look at this. Dave Gibbs will be on the show later, and David will tell us what it's about. But give me your understanding of what this initiative would be about.
Yeah, I think you hit it pretty well. I mean, basically, 100 days before the 2020 election, Democrats overhauled Nevada's voting procedures and put in place all-mail ballot elections, which is, you know, basically where they send ballots to every voter, whether the voter has requested it or not. Allowed drop boxes, I believe, and then in this last legislative session, they went and they basically codified that where. I'm sorry, maybe not drop boxes.
But no, ballot harvesting.
Ballot harvesting. And basically they went back in and they passed that as a permanent thing. So now, you know, every election, unless you actively say, please don't send me a ballot, the state's going to send you a ballot. The voter ID standards are just a complete joke. I mean, they're so weak and lax. And, you know, people's signatures change over time. And so basically there's very, very little protection against someone else just taking ballots, filling them out and signing them and knowing that the vast majority of them are going to get through. And so they're basically seeking to repeal that law that was put in place, changing Nevada's election laws. And then the second measure is just to require a photo ID before someone votes. And, you know, it's so funny. You go to other places around the world and it's like, yeah, of course we have voter ID. I mean, it's just like a basic common sense thing, you know, like you want to buy alcohol and you look like you're, you know, 20 and or 18. Guess what? You have to pull out your driver's license and it's okay. You want to go eat at a restaurant in Washington, D.C. Well, you don't just have to have your ID. You have to have your vaccine card.
Your passport.
So,
yeah.
Your passport. I know. You gotta prove that you've done what the state required in order to engage in free commerce. I mean, anyway, those are just common sense things, and I think if they were able to gather the signatures, they'd be very successful.
Do you find that your anecdotal evidence tells you that people want voter ID?
Well, I think you look at the polling data, and it just is very broadly popular. I think obviously, yeah, I mean, I'm talking like 70-80% popular.
Yeah.
Not just like 55-45. I think those numbers would come down as it became more of a partisan issue. But, you know, you just look at it and it's like, yeah, you should show ID before you vote because that's how we know that you're not voting for someone else. It's just such an intuitive concept.
Well, and even the idea. If you go and you want to rent an apartment, you want to go look at an apartment, you have to give them your photo ID before they'll let you walk into an apartment. I mean, that's just bizarre.
Well, yeah, it's so funny. You go to like the DNC meetings or these teacher union meetings, and it's like they're checking ID at the door.
Yeah,
people show ID like. And, you know, and there's provisions where you can, you know, offer free ID if someone, you know, doesn't have a driver's license or identification card. And basically Democrats have just demagogued the issue to try and paint Republicans as racist. And really the racist thing is to say that minorities aren't capable of getting an identification card that everyone has. I mean, to say that is the thing that's racist. But, you know, Democrats want to demagogue it and turn it into something else to try and drive their voters out.
More with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll come back with him and a whole lot more coming up. The president is conducting a news conference with the Chancellor of Germany. We'll talk about that as well as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:31, as we check things out on our area freeways right now in southern Nevada, not too bad on Interstate 15. Looks like you're averaging 55 to 60 miles per hour through the resort corridor there. No delays on the Beltway 215 as we speak. You'll tap the brakes as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl there once you get past Valley View on US 95 eastbound. Because ahead of that, only two lanes are available. That's right. They're doing that bridge reconstruction work on Interstate 515. It's between Main and Eastern, both directions. So give yourself some extra time to get through there. And overnight road work on the 15 northbound at Tropical Parkway. The road closes nightly at 6 p.m.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Flip it to Stephon Diggs, who's looking to throw. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He's got wide open space, and Diggs cruises into the end zone, points at his brother on his way in for the touchdown.
The call on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Stephon Diggs rushes 4 yards for a touchdown, helping the AFC beat the NFC 41-35 in the Pro Bowl Sunday. After playing in the Pro Bowl, Saints running back Alvin Kamara Jr. was arrested and accused of beating someone in a nightclub in Vegas on Saturday night. Kamara had 4 catches and 23 yards in the game, then was taken into custody and booked at the Clark County Detention Center. He remained in jail Sunday night. The bail, $5,000. He's got a court hearing scheduled for this morning. The Texans in talks with assistant coach Lovie Smith for their head coaching vacancy. The Dolphins hired 49ers offensive coordinator Mike McDaniel as their new head coach. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. He'll give us a preview of what to expect between 3 and 6 this afternoon. Victor Jenks joining us, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He has a lot of folks that follow his work in the RJ. but not as many as Joe Rogan. And you heard you've been hearing the story about Spotify standing by Joe Rogan. What do you make of that? I mean, I knew Joe Rogan as a guy that did Fear Factor and that did UFC fights, and I never really knew him as an activist. What do you make of what you've been seeing in the media over the last week?
Well, he's not an activist. I mean, I said if you try and pin his positions, political positions down, you'll be all over the map, because I don't think it's something where he has like a coherent philosophy. I think it's something where he's interested in the issues and he wants to hear from people who have strong opinions or have interesting opinions. And, you know, I have to admit I've not listened to his podcast, although 11 million people a week do. So it's having an influence. But you know what I hear basically is he has people on and he lets them talk, and you know basically exposes lots of ideas and lets, you know, contradictory ideas, and doesn't necessarily fight people, just hears them out and trusts his listeners to make their own decisions. And you know basically what it comes down to the left for the left is, you know, if you are supportive of them, if you kowtow to them, you can do whatever you want and it'll be fine. And when you are not, when you go against some part of their orthodoxy, and Rogan's done that by having some people on who've expressed skepticism about the vaccines, who he's had on conservatives like Ben Shapiro, that makes you very bad. And so the left wants to destroy Rogan. And that's what you have to understand. This is not like people actually outraged about things that Rogan has said or has not said. It's that he has gone against the leftist orthodoxy and they want to destroy him, and they're going to use whatever levers they can to try and make that happen.
I'm just wondering, how is this going to end? Will we ever just go back to our corners and we'll live to fight another day, or is this thing going to keep going on? We just found out he used the N-word, I guess, 10 years ago, and people are trying to say, oh my god, I can't believe he did that. Is this going to end somewhere where people will just, you know, forgive and forget?
Well, I think that's what conservatives want, right? The conservative response to someone saying something that you don't like is to change the channel and say, okay, someone believes something I don't like. That's okay. It doesn't stress me out. Like, my life is not going to be over. And that's not where the left is. I mean, where the left is basically, if you don't agree with us, if you don't kowtow to us, we want to destroy you, because basically their argument is that someone's speech is violence because it's attacking someone's self-worth or self-identification, and so that's violence against their person, and because it's violence, therefore they're justified in trying to destroy someone else. And so it's going to be really interesting. I don't know where it's going to end. I mean, we thought, oh, this will just stay on college campuses, and no, that's not what's happened, because these college kids have graduated and the leaders of these corporations haven't done what they should have done, which is said, Joe Rogan is making us a lot of money and paying your salaries, and if you don't like that, quit. And instead, it's all just capitulation and bowing down to them and letting them know that they can, that the leaders can be bullied. It's going to be interesting. I don't know where it's going to end. I mean, I think it's a very destructive thing for society. You talk about Rogan using the N-word. Well, he was reading rap lyrics and talking about, talking about those lyrics. So it wasn't like he was using it. It wasn't like he was saying, like, this is what I believe about black people. He was reading rap lyrics. This was out for a decade. No one cared until he left the left's reservation, and now he's not useful to them, and they want to destroy him.
I want to ask you, just in the final couple of minutes, Nevada is one of nine states that still have indoor mask requirements, 28 states have lifted their mask mandates. Are we going to, I mean, I don't know how closely you follow this with Governor Sisolak, but are we any closer to doing that here?
Well, it depends on how bad the polling gets for Sisolak, I think, because obviously the mask mandate did not work. I mean, we had a huge Omicron spike, just like everyone else had a huge Omicron spike. In fact, we've known for almost 2 years that the masks are just virus theater. They're there to make people feel good. You know, some segment of society attaches a lot of significance to them, but they haven't done anything really to stop the spread of a highly contagious airborne virus. And so I really think it's just a question of how bad the polling gets, and then he'll change. Because what he has right now is he basically says we're going to follow the CDC guidance. And the CDC guidance is like 50 cases per 100,000 people. I mean, we just aren't reaching that in Clark County. I mean, you might reach in some of the rural counties, but I would be very surprised if we reach that. If people keep testing ever, because, you know, this is going to become an endemic virus. It's going to just be circulating out there like the cold or the flu. And so, you know, maybe at some point people just stop being super concerned about it because the vaccinated are very well protected and they don't get tested. But until then, I mean, we're going to have 50 cases per 100,000 people. So unless the CDC changes their guidance, in theory, we could have the mask mandate forever.
Wow. Wow. I hope not. I pray not. Always good, Victor. I've never done this, but if folks have column ideas or they want to reach out to you, how can they communicate with you?
Email is great. My email is at the bottom of every column, but it's V, my last name, which is spelled J-O-E, C as in cat, K as in kite, S as in Sam, at reviewjournal.com, V, my last name, J-O-E-C-K-S, at reviewjournal.com. And I always love to hear from folks. It's great. I'm not always the best about responding back, but I do generally read everything and really appreciate it.
Very good. Victor, thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll take you to the White House, the president with a news conference with the new German chancellor. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
When it comes to stopping Joe Biden, we Nevadans have the ability to do just that. For three consecutive polls, President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt, is beating Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt is the leader we need who will win this race and turn the Senate back over to the Republicans. As our Attorney General, Laxalt sued the federal government to protect our property rights, and he won. He sued to protect our gun rights, and he won. He sued to stop amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he won. And Adam Laxalt sued to protect our religious liberties, and you got it, he won. Adam's a conservative fighter and an America First winner. That's why he's endorsed by President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other conservatives we trust. Adam needs your help, too. Join him and senior Trump advisors Rick Grinnell, Cash Patel, and Matt Whitaker for a Las Vegas office grand opening at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Visit adamlaxalt.com/events to RSVP for your free ticket today.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On Mondays, we bring you the best of the Sunday shows. One of those Sunday shows, Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. She had Ted Cruz on. This is cut two. This is cut two, and this is Ted Cruz on the discrimination aspects of the Biden SCOTUS pick. You know, the idea of it's going to be a black woman. Black man? White dude? White chick? Nope. That will not be good enough. It's going to be a black woman, and that's all it's going to be. Anyway, this was Ted Cruz, Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
What are you expecting out of President Biden for his SCOTUS pick?
Well, let me say at the outset, the fact that he chose to put out this racial quota, it is wrong. It is wrong to discriminate based on race. If you or I tried to do what Joe Biden has done, if your show put up an ad in the paper that your morning show is looking for a producer and only black women are eligible to apply, or for that matter, you put up an ad that said only white men are eligible to apply, or you put up an ad that said only Native American women are eligible to apply, any of those ads would be illegal. They would violate the federal civil rights law, and you or I would face liability. And yet, Joe Biden, those laws don't technically apply to the president in this appointment, but he is certainly violating the spirit of non-discrimination. If he wanted to search for qualified applicants and find who he thought was the most qualified nominee, and she happened to be an African-American woman, that's wonderful. But he's not doing that. He wants to discriminate based on race. And Maria, it's also worth noting there's some irony to this, because Joe Biden broke a threshold, because Joe Biden not once but twice has actually filibustered a black woman to try to stop her from becoming a federal judge. That was Janice Rogers Brown. George W. Bush nominated her to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. And Joe Biden, along with Chuck Schumer, along with Dick Durbin, they filibustered her. They tried to block her from becoming a judge, not because she was a black woman, but because, God forbid, she actually believed in the Constitution and would follow the terms of the Constitution. What Biden Wow. really wants here is a left-wing ideologue, but he also wants to discriminate based on race, because the modern Democratic Party supports quotas and they support racial discrimination.
There you have it, Ted Cruz with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News Channel. And I will just tell you, Ted Cruz, I think, is the voice of reason in all of this. This thing is clearly violates the Constitution, and it kind of thumbs its nose to the Dr. Martin Luther King thing of the content of one's character rather than the color of one's skin. It's just different. Anyway, the president is right now with Olaf Scholz, the German chancellor. They have just finished up meetings. And they are having a joint news conference at the White House. We'll try and dip into that in just a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to break early as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Back in the day, I took hearing for granted. I heard everything, but as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not quite understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's take you to the White House. Olaf Scholz, the new chancellor of Germany, is with the president of the United States, Joe Biden, and they're answering questions. Biden has said that if Ukraine is invaded by Russia, there will be no Nord Stream 2 pipeline. It will not exist. I don't know how they do that. I don't know what the deal is. Let's take you now live to the White House. Olaf Scholz and Joe Biden meeting with the media.
Michael Fischer, DPA, vielen Dank.
Michael Fischer, DPA. Mr. President, one question to you. The U.S. over the last few years have exported heavy weapons to Ukraine, and Germany excludes that, has only delivered 5,000 helmets to Ukraine. Don't you think that NATO should act unanimously in this respect, and Germany, as the strongest European NATO partner, should also deliver heavy weapons to Ukraine. And Ukraine has asked Germany to do so. And on Nord Stream 2, I would also like to ask, don't you think with regard to the threat posed by Russia, Germany should already rethink its position on Nord Stream 2? And the third question, if I may, over the last few days and weeks, there has been severe criticism.